Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Blogger News on the Radio. My name is Simon Barrett, and I'll be your host for the next 30 minutes. This is another in our ongoing series, The Week in Reviews. Normally, a chance to sit down one-on-one with a mover and shaker in the entertainment industry. My guest today is hopefully the owner of the company Prog Rock Records. And if you love prog rock, you'll know the name Sean Gordon. Sean, unfortunately, seems to be having some technical problems dialing into the show. So while we wait for him to join us, let's play some music. One of the bands that Sean is currently working very hard with is a band by the name of Roswell 6. They have a brand new CD out, and it is, in my opinion, classic prog rock. This is track one from that new album that's called Terra Incognita Beyond the Horizon. And this particular track is Ishalam. I have to admit that I've been a huge fan of prog rock from the time when I was a very young teenager, which was, I hate to say this, back in the very, very early 1970s, maybe even the late 60s. And I have followed prog through four decades. Actually, more than four decades, I guess. And I pretty much view Roswell 6 as prog 2.0. The original prog rockers were people like, yes, the Straubs, certainly Pink Floyd in their heyday, although I think Floyd kind of fell off the bandwagon a little bit. And then in the late 70s, prog suddenly went away. Prog became known as the, or labeled as the style of music that didn't appeal to the people. All of the players were distant. They distanced themselves from their fans. Emerson, Lake and Palmer, great example. They would put on a wonderful show, but the fans could not get close to them. What killed prog was punk. I mean, punk came out, punk was for the people, punk was by the people, and it was almost overnight. The prog rock scene disappeared. In fact, I was talking to Keith Emerson about a year ago, and I asked him about it, and he said, well, we'd made our money. We just basically holed up in the Bahamas for a while. We went on vacation. I mean, that's great if you have money, but many of the bands didn't have money. Surprisingly, though, a lot of the bands did battle on. Hawkwind is a fine example. Dave Brock. Dave Brock kept his band together, and in the 70s, they had the finest light show known to man. Now, I'm sure it wouldn't be a scratch on what you could see today, but, you know, back then, it was really something to see. When Hawkwind came to town, everyone wanted to see them. You didn't have to be a prog rocker. You just wanted to have a good time. Hawkwind was the band. Prog rock, as I said, very much seems to be going through a reemergence. Last year, I went on a little bit of a personal, I won't call it vendetta, but it was a personal journey. I tried to interview as many prog rockers as I could. People that had their roots in the 70s. And one of the families that I went calling on was the Wakemans. Rick Wakeman played originally with the Straubs. That particular band, great band, and I was so sad when Rick left. I felt that the Straubs were his perfect landing pad. He felt differently, and he moved on to Yes. And he's had an incredible career. His son, Oliver, has followed in his father's footsteps. He's also a prog rocker. And in fact, I have a couple of DVDs out of Poland, I think is where he records. And watching Oliver Wakeman on the keyboards is so reminiscent of his dad 40 years ago or 30 years ago. Just great stuff. I'm still waiting for our guest to call in, so let's play another from Roswell 6. This is Swept Away.
Still
Well, it looks like technical difficulties are going to keep Sean Gordon from joining us this afternoon, which is a great shame. I had many questions that I would love to ask him. You know, running a label that is specifically about prog rock, I mean, what a neat thing to do. So if any caller has any questions, you are free to call in. And our number is area code 646-378-1120. As I said at the beginning of the program, prog is definitely my favorite music genre. And if you look at music genres in generality, everyone has their own particular instrument. If you look at country, you know, all of those terrible tumbling tumbleweeds, it's the guitar. Polka, a very strange and eclectic style, it's the accordion. British folk music, the fiddle. Prog rock, the Moog. What is it about the Moog? There are many, many brands of synths out there. Synths and organs, for that matter. You know, Hammonds, Yamahas. But there's something about the Moog. Everyone loves it. Even though if you go back to the early days of the Moog, it really wasn't that grand an instrument. I was talking to Keith Emerson, who incidentally does still own the original Moog that he purchased, the modular Moog, which apparently arrived in something like a dozen wooden crates. And he spent a week trying to assemble it, had no luck whatsoever, and finally had to call in an expert, which was no less than Robert Moog. And Robert Moog told Keith Emerson, "This is not a touring device. You cannot tour with this." "Sure," said Keith. And what did he do? Went on tour with it. Oh, what a guy, what a guy. Anyway, that particular Moog synthesizer is still running. It sits in a recording studio in L.A., and Keith still uses it. What else about prog rock? Well, we talked about how it met its demise when punk came along, but now it seems to be going through a little bit of a resurgence. Why is it? I'm not quite sure. But prog is certainly a wonderful, wonderful genre. I view the new prog as prog 2.0. Well, I mean, people talk about that on the internet all the time. You know, we're on internet 1.0, we're on internet 2.0. Well, we're on prog rock 2.0. 1.0 went away in the late 80s, or late 70s rather. I was in England at the time. I was horrified. I mean, prog just died overnight. But suddenly, it is making a reemergence. What I find interesting, though, is that much of the activity is no longer in England. Much of the activity is here in the US and also in Europe, but absolutely not England. Most of the players are English, but the labels that they record on are not in England. They're in Germany, even Poland. What's happening to this wonderful genre of music? Well, folks, it's been a wonderful program, and this is Simon Barrett wishing everyone a great evening, and it's unfortunate that our guest could not join us tonight. I will certainly try and reschedule the program, and until next time, this is Simon Barrett wishing you a very wonderful day. Goodbye.